into the future. I'm Melissa Patrick. The Holmes County Commissioners look to the future as they work on developing an AI policy and utilize its benefits. Commissioner Joe Miller would start off the first meeting of 2026 with an announcement regarding the HR department.
So I have a little announcement to make that we want to add to our future in 2026. We are going to expand our HR department, include some AI, which none of us know anything about, but we're going to learn because it's here and there's some of it great, some of it good to use, and some of it isn't. So.
Commissioner Miller would then give HR Director Misty Burns the floor, and she said that the commissioners came to her on this.
As you are well aware, HR has many different facets, from from benefits to recruiting to compensation, and AI is definitely another facet that the HR umbrella has taken on. It's to ensure that we can utilize technology to enhance our human capital that are already here, to continue to serve the public in the most efficient and effective manner.
Burns says that they're going to ensure that they have proper policies in place.
Make sure that we're looking at specific technology that will enhance, our services to the public sector, although meanwhile maintaining security of sensitive county data.
She says that she's excited to learn more and to lead the commissioners in how they can use AI in the best positive way. Commissioner Miller says that it's about being proactive.
Well, our responsibility is to keep the citizens of Holmes County safe, and we feel this is going to be an important part of it, and we want to be proactive on it rather than reactive on it.
Absolutely. Just,
the world is not getting more uncomplicated, it's right. More complicated.
Commissioner Dave Hall thanked Commissioner Miller for his leadership working with Burns on this.
I think it is time for the growth of that your area of HR, Misty, and the challenges, because as things do, laws change, federal, state, and we have to be on top of it in the HR world, and AI fits well in that area. So.
Burns shared the next steps moving forward with AI.
The first step is going to ensure that we have the correct policy. So we'll have a policy to present to the board and roll out to the rest of the county, some additional training of what AI is and how it can be effective for different job tasks, and then really continue to evaluate how else to enhance the HR department to assist elected officials.
An example would be using a recorder that can transcribe minutes.
It's still important that we have that human person behind it to ensure the minutes are accurate. However, it minimizes the amount of time that Susan has to be at the keyboard actually typing out the minutes. It gives us more robust minutes for the public to see what we're actually discussing in this room, as well as streamlines the time and commitment to provide that.
Commissioner Miller thanked everyone for working together, caring, and doing the right thing when it comes to moving forward with AI. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 5 accidents, 8 incidents, and these 5 arrests. Mark Francis Fletcher of Millersburg, who is arrested and charged with contempt of court. John Andrew Hunter of Decatur, Indiana, who's arrested and charged with aggravated vehicular homicide, vehicular manslaughter, negligently, and aggravated vehicular homicide, vehicular manslaughter, minor misdemeanor violation. As well as Frank James Kidney of Millersburg, who is arrested and charged with public indecency, engage in sex act. Lindsay Lee Osborne of Millersburg, who is arrested and charged with falsification, purpose to incriminate another, and making false alarms, law enforcement agency. And finally, Jason Russell Royce of Millersburg, who is arrested and charged with driving under FR suspension and fictitious plates. The Ohio Attorney General's Office has rejected a petition to repeal a law that makes changes to the state's marijuana and intoxicating hemp regulations. Attorney General Dave Yost says about the petition, quote, We identified omissions and misstatements that, as a whole, would mislead a potential signer, end quote. Governor Mike DeWine signed Senate Bill 56 last year. Just 10 days later, the Attorney General's office said it received that petition to stop the law from taking effect. The group Ohioans for Cannabis Choice argued the law goes against what Ohioans voted for in 2023 when they approved legalizing recreational marijuana. The law takes effect in March. In central Ohio, the city of Dublin is the first city in the state to have an AI-powered light-up crosswalk. At the corner of Coventry Roads Drive and Brand Road, a new crosswalk is up and running to help pedestrians cross the street. Only this crosswalk is different. The AI-powered crosswalk automatically lights up the entire intersection when a pedestrian is detected crossing the street. Dublin leaders say this is the only one in the state, but they are looking at other locations. A judge in Northeast Ohio has received punishment from the state's highest court. The Ohio Supreme Court has suspended the law license of former Cuyahoga County Domestic Relations Judge Leslie Celebrese for 2 years, citing repeated ethical violations. The court says she manipulated case assignments to steer divorce cases to a court-appointed receiver while hiding their personal relationship. Celebrese resigned in December and now faces a records tampering charge in a separate criminal case. Columbus police say they have gathered enough evidence to link a man charged in the double homicide of his ex-wife and her husband in their home last month to the killings. Chief Elaine Bryant said yesterday that authorities now believe 39-year-old Michael David McKee, a vascular surgeon who was living in Chicago, was the person in the video footage taken near the home of 39-year-old Monique Tepe and 37-year-old dentist Spencer Tepe on the night of the murders. They also say vehicle and firearms evidence matches. McKee faces 2 counts of premeditated aggravated murder. A grand jury has indicted the individual accused of vandalizing Vice President J.D. Vance's home in Ohio and causing other property damage on federal charges. The 3-count indictment announced yesterday charges 26-year-old William D. DeFore of Cincinnati with damaging government property, engaging in physical violence against any person or property in a restricted building or grounds, and assaulting, resisting, or impeding federal officers. DeFore faces up to 10 years in prison on each of the first 2 charges and up to 20 years on the third. And finally, visitors can get into a Toledo attraction for free this weekend. The National Museum of the Great Lakes is holding an extended weekend of free admission for its annual Community Appreciation Days. The museum announced in a press release yesterday that admission will be free to the public from Saturday through Monday. This weekend, the offer is held in the spirit of community service and reflection, inspired by the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, according to museum leadership. After the event, the museum will close from January 20th through the 30th for annual cleaning and maintenance. It will then reopen on January 31st. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.